Hey! All right, I was a little late because there's always some kind of technical difficulties, but anyway, so excited for this live stream. I've been waiting to do this a long time. If you saw the post, this is the final in explaining about your home, what's important, and we're focusing on aesthetic today. Beauty. This is the name of my business. I am the owner of Your Aesthetic Style, and I'm going to explain what that's all about today. And I am also an interior redesigner and a mom of two, and I help empower busy millennial moms to turn your home goals into a beautiful reality. So, and today we're going to talk all about beauty. And beauty, aesthetic, many people have different connotations with the word. So I'm going to break it down in a very sort of simple in essence and from a designer perspective, because that's where this all comes from and starts. I maybe you know a little bit about my background, or I've heard it other times, but I grew up loving art, studying fine arts throughout school, in high school extensively, preparing to go to art school, and then I changed my mind and I started to study something else. And in that time, I studied international studies and said, and in those years in college, when I shifted from being so art focused to having a different kind of non-creative career, I actually discovered this aesthetic style concept because I think part of it was that I was just using I needed a creative outlet from my art studies for. So what I discovered is that in art, when I had created and I was painting and things like that before, I was always using sort of two elements and principles continuously, and those are color and balance. And I'm going to explain a little bit about that. But I noticed that I was using this in art, and then I started using this to style my clothes. I started using it in other things that were non-art related or not directly painting related because I had shifted my lifestyle. So why does this matter? The first question I think is looking at what beauty is about. And like I said, from a designer perspective, when you think, not even just a designer perspective, but just for you, what is it that makes something beautiful? Have you ever thought about that? Why is it that some things we see them and we think, that's beautiful? And then even further, I ask the question, what is it that makes something beautiful to you? So explaining beauty, there's actually this kind of science behind it. Hey, yay, heart. I can't see who it is. I don't know with Facebook. But anyways, I'm happy you're here. So beauty. The science behind it, like designers like me, we're always focused on that. What makes something beautiful? There's actually this focus. Hey, David, it's about how you use different elements and principles. And I'm going to go more in depth in this later. But there's certain things that have t been taken from nature and used in art because we notice that it has a certain effect on us, that we like balance, we like harmony, we like colors. Things that make us feel good as human beings. And so when you combine and you understand sort of the essence of what it is that so you visually you see something, why that attracts you, then you can combine it to make something always beautiful. So that's what designers do. And this is across all different types like interior redesign, which I focus on, graphic design, architecture, illustration, fine arts. It's all there, anything visual. And so that's how you can create something. Because you're thinking about, okay, does it have harmony in it? Does it have unity? And then you bring it together. And the best example to understand this in really like simple terms, and you can Google it if you're curious about elements and principles of design, is that you have these elements, which are kind of like ingredients, and then you have the principles, which is the recipe. And you use them together, and then when you've used them correctly, then you'll always create something that looks visually appealing and beautiful. And that's what designers do. However, the key here is what matters to you. Because what I noticed with myself, and now what my business and Your Aesthetic Style is all about, is there are certain elements and principles that you are continuously attracted to, that you continuously think, like, oh, wow, that's really beautiful. Oh, wow, I like that. And it's because it's your aesthetic style. So for me, when I said discovered this, I noticed that for me, this was an element called color, which is an element in design, and then balance. which I talk about a lot. And in design, balance means different things.
Yes.
So what's an example of color and balance? This is an example. This is like radial balance. It's colorful, balanced. This, I use this in another live stream. Got lots of different colors, but it's balanced. You see, it's like the same, almost symmetrical, not exactly, on both sides. This pillow is an example. You can see it, color and radial balance. And even this, what I'm wearing, is color, but it also has balance. Like, it's very symmetrical here. And then behind me, the fireplace. You know, I could go on, but the point is that I'm using this, your aesthetic style, in everything, and it makes life so much easier. But it's also, all of us are actually doing this. So that's what is so incredible. And that's what the decorating hack behind this is that most of the things in your home that are there, you bought them for some reason. You bought them because something about it appealed to you. And you, subconsciously, it's your aesthetic style. You might not know like all the principles how to articulate it, the definitions behind it, but you know it intuitively. And this really matters because it's so important to connect with your own sense of style. And I think especially when it comes to decorating homes, this is why I focus on home interiors, but also with fashion, with different things, is a lot of times we're influenced by other things because we see something and we're like, oh, that's really beautiful. Oh, I want something beautiful in my home. But again, there's this difference between something that's beautiful and something that's beautiful to you. So like for me, I can admire a lot of I live in Norway and Scandinavian design, and you can see the influence here. A lot of it is a lot about white and everything. But I said my aesthetic style is color. So I always have to have color in there. And you can't see all of my home. I'm going to do a home tour later. But I use a lot of color. And that's how I actually discovered aesthetic style, is that I love the color wheel, which is a perfect example of color and balance. So this, we're going to go more in depth because, like I said, I could talk about it all the time. But I want to focus again on when we talk about things that are beautiful, when we talk about these elements and principles of design and how to use it to make things nice. The whole reason behind it, hey Thomas, the whole reason behind it is to understand that it's not shallow. It's not, sometimes I think like, you know, there's connotation of like wanting pretty things and everything, that it feels like, you know, there's more important things in life. But actually, there are, I mean, everything, there's a lot of important things in life, but, you know, we're very visual. And I think especially now with social media, with Instagram, with Pinterest, Facebook, again, it's all going into this visual communication, and it's important to us as human beings. And the reason why is because this visual expression, beauty, it's an expression of love. And this was really crucial for me to understand, because one of the reasons I kind of gave up or like switched my career from art and everything was that I felt like, oh, I have to do something more for the world. Like I can't, I didn't value the art and the creativity and this thing of like making things beautiful and seeing how that could help people or how that could help change the world. But these elements and principles of design, they come from nature. It's just been explained and articulated by artists and designers, but all of it is just copying what we see in nature, because for us, nature is beautiful, right? Everyone has your favorite spot. Maybe you love ocean or trees, the forest, but all of that, the reason we love nature and feel a connection is the beauty there. We feel a lot of love because of how it was created. And especially if you know, from a spiritual perspective, for me, like feeling that God created certain things that bring me so much joy when I see it, that is how I feel love from God. And it's the same thing when we invest in our homes and invest in creating beautiful environments. Yes, it's because it's a way to express love. So I think it's really important to put that out there, because I think especially for moms, for parents, that maybe you feel like you like a lot of aesthetics, you like pretty things, but you don't feel it's worth investing in it. Or maybe it seems kind of like just a surface level. But actually, for a lot of people who care a lot about aesthetics, designers, artists, that's just part of your gift. You know, that really is my gift and something that I'm learning to share and creating in my business to help others see why certain things are so visually appealing, why it makes you happy when you see that certain object, and then how you can translate that into your life. So I'm going to go more in depth in this in these coming live streams, but especially I'm developing and I'm really excited because, like I said, helping you understand your aesthetic style, it takes observation, it takes a bit of reflecting inside. And so it's a process, and maybe for some who have a background with design, it's easier to get the concepts of the principles, but still it takes time. And so I'm creating a program where I focus on working one-on-one with a few people. It's going to be pretty small, and I'm going to be sharing more about that. But this is really to get in depth of how to help you develop your aesthetic style. So if there's someone who's thinking a lot about that, thanks. Just send me a message. I'm going to share more and more, but I'd love to talk to you, especially if you're someone who feels like you care a lot about aesthetics, or you've been thinking about your style, or you really want to just learn how to bring out more these things that are beautiful to you and really apply that in your life, the way you decorate your home. All right, so thank you for tuning in so much. I'm always so grateful for everyone who takes the time to watch, and stay tuned to learn more about your aesthetic style. I am going to explain next week about how it can save you so much time and money, because that's a huge thing. And then I'll go more in depth about my story behind it and some details of like what it means to use these elements and principles of design. Yeah. So it'll be a fun month. June is all about understanding more of your aesthetic style and, again, the heart and core behind why I started this business. So thank you so much. Yes. Yay. And have a great week. Happy Wednesday.